Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. A winter storm is expected to hit Massachusetts later today, potentially making a mess of the roads for travelers returning home after the Thanksgiving holiday. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein's with us to discuss what we are in for. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sharon.
Well, here we are on December 1st, day one of meteorological winter, and clearly the season wants to show us who's boss, snow, sleet, rain. What's the latest in the forecast?
Yeah, that's right. We have a long-duration storm coming up. It will start later on this afternoon and evening. So if you have outdoor plans for today or you're traveling around, there's no need to worry about snowfall. It's not going to move in to the Boston area until between 4 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. And once it does so, it'll quickly start to change to rain south of the city. As a matter of fact, the Cape and the Islands may never see any snow from this first round. That rain-snow line will continue to push north and west throughout the evening hours and may end up as far north and west is Worcester, Route 495, could even make it into parts of southern New Hampshire for a little while during the overnight hours tonight.
So which areas will get what type of precipitation and when?
So it looks as though for the first round of precipitation, southeastern Massachusetts will be mainly rain. Then there'll be a transition zone as you head towards Boston, where there will be some snow to start this thing, mostly snow north and west of 495 for much of the entire first part of this storm system, which lasts through the overnight. And then we get a lull during the day tomorrow when we'll have a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain at the coastline, maybe a little bit of sleet as well. But the bulk of the accumulating stuff will have kind of shut off around dawn on Monday.
And what can you sum up for us about accumulations in various locations?
We'll have a wide range of accumulation across the area. So the heaviest snow is definitely going to be north of 495, up towards Route 2, southern New Hampshire, anywhere from 10 to 14 inches of snow in that area. There's probably another peak of snow as you head back through the Berkshires and in through eastern New York, north of Albany, where there could be as much as a foot of a half of snow. As you get closer to the 495 belt, it will generally be between 6 and 10 inches, then ramping down 4 to 7 closer to the city, probably 2 to 4 in Boston, and even less than that as you get south of the city, a coating to a couple of inches. Remember, this comes from one wave tonight, and then a second wave tomorrow night into early Tuesday, the first part of Tuesday morning. When you add those two precipitation events up, that's when you get those totals that I just mentioned. Don't expect that you're going to see all of that by tomorrow morning.
And what is your confidence level in that rain snow line?
Yeah, so it's a moderate confidence level. You know, some things that could happen. We could get a little more warm air to move in a little quicker. That could penetrate further west. So places like, say, Newton, Norwood, perhaps even out to Concord see less snow than we're forecasting if that warm air gets in. So that would mean that this first round would be primarily snow over to rain a little quicker. That would lower those snow totals. If it's a little colder, then the snowfall totals will be a little higher. I think the other thing that could happen is the second round of snow Monday night into the first part of Tuesday could materialize further north. So if that happens, then what you see happening for tonight and the first part of Monday would be all we would get. So those are the two kind of, forecast dilemmas that we'll be looking at over the next 12 hours or so, especially that second one when it comes to what happens later Monday night and Tuesday.
And Dave, is it routine to see a storm of this nature at this time of year, or is it on the early side?
I don't really think it's that unique. I mean, there's a couple of things that are interesting. So the most amount of snow Boston's ever seen on December 1st is only an inch. So if we got 1.1 inches, we'd have the most amount of snow we've ever seen on December 1st. But you could find heavier snowfall totals at the end of November, and certainly the next day at 6 inches. So it's sort of a little bit random. But yeah, we see these types of storms here in early December move across the country. This one, you know, really gave a lot of snow out across the Rockies, the upper Midwest, and it just continues to move eastward. So it's kind of a nationwide storm. It really has affected a lot of folks when you look at the entire country.
Right. And the combination with the Thanksgiving holiday stretch makes travel a pure delight.
Yeah, I think because it's the first time we've really talked about weather really impacting travel around here, and it's the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, the end of the weekend. I think all of those things combine to make this a little more impactful storm than it perhaps is. But remember, Boston's still in the 2 to 4 inch range as we're speaking this morning. That can change, but that's not a big storm, certainly for early December.
Well, Dave, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. This is 90.9 WBUR.